Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. I want to thank all of you, all my 3,000 and going on 4,000 listeners. Every time I look at my stats, oh my goodness, do I feel happy and do I feel surprised to have all the support, all the people that are commenting, emailing us, and sending us all the congratulations and all the great, great networking that we have here at Lizzie T Radio Show here in Toronto, Canada. So a big hello to our listeners in Australia, the UK, the United States, and that's where our guest is from today, and obviously here in Canada. So thank you so much. And I cannot forget South America as well. We have some listeners in South America. So thanks to Blog Talk Radio that we're able to transmit all over the world. And we are live. We're live today, so please apologize. I apologize in advance if there's anything that that we might say that might not be the agreeable to everybody. So we're here to share information and to talk to amazing guests. So today I have a guest. This is a very, very interesting subject, ladies and gentlemen. I have a guest all the way from the States, and here I'm going to introduce his little bio.
Bill Blatter, born in a small town in Massachusetts with a big name. You might have heard of it, Concord. He was a Chrysler Computer and Consumption Components Associate, blacklisted engineer, 14 years of jobless and homeless, following containing peripheral that these companies had put him through due to blacklisting. They stated that they had no record of his employment. Witnesses from Consumption Component lies. He's been to court 3 times. And here he is to tell us more of his story.
And without further ado, here is Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you today? How are you this evening? And thank you and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing very well. Excited to be here and to tell my story.
Absolutely. We all want to know what's going on, and can you tell us a little bit more of what you went through? I have, by the way, listeners, on Blog Talk Radio Show, a link. He is an author and also has a very, very important cause. So can you go ahead and tell the listeners your story?
Yes. Back in 1998, on October, I was dismissed at Chrysler Corporation as a contract worker working for CompuWeb. And they dismissed me Friday in the afternoon around 3 o'clock. And they said the contract was not going to be renewed, and I found myself out of a job. So I wanted to move back east because that's where I'm from, back in the Boston area. And after an extensive job search, I wasn't able to get any jobs. I wasn't able to get anything. I hired a private investigator, and he reported over a period of a week that they had had no record of my employment. Both Chrysler and CompuWiz said there was no record of my employment. Well, without any references, in today's world, you can't get a job.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that's what's been, and I've been fighting them since 1998, which is in the 15th year. Let's see.
What is the background of this fight? Because obviously, a company like Chrysler would have records of people's employment. What does your private investigator has reported to you?
Well, he called the human resource people of both Chrysler CompuWare and the division of CompuWare called, at the time, MIS International. Later, it got bought by CompuWare and changed to professional services. Over a period of a week, he called the human resources, and they all stated they had no record of my employment. And he called at different times to get different people. And they had no record of my employment. They had no idea who I was. And then I filed the case in court, and I finally got it in a little newspaper in Michigan, and she called, and they stated the same similar results. We have no record of his employment. Well, how can he get a job if that doesn't happen?
So what happened in court when you were there? You've been in court for three times fighting your case. What happened when you go to court?
May I correct you? I've been in court like seven times.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. We just want to get it clear. I've been to all the state courts. I've been to all the federal courts. I've been to the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., and I did the federal court here in Boston. And they conveniently dismissed the case for whatever stupid reason. And we don't have the time in a 15-minute period to go through each case to tell you how it was dismissed. And if we did, you would clearly see that, yeah, there was, like, corruption going on. I'll give you one, for instance. I went to federal court, and I stated my case verbally, and the judge says, okay, I'll do a recommendation to the district judge. They dismissed the case, and I claimed they were, and she mentioned nothing about what I said in her court, so I claimed a judicial misconduct. Went to the chief judge. The chief judge said, no misconduct, case dismissed, but you can appeal it to the judicial council. And what the judicial council is a bunch of judges in that circuit from all the different states, and they look at your case before they bring it to a meeting. If one of the judges says that there's a misconduct, they have to discuss it in the next meeting. Well, mine got discussed in the next meeting, and I got a letter in 30 days saying that every judicial member that was there said there was no misconduct, case dismissed. But what happened to the judge that said there was? Was it even invited to the meeting? It should have been 9-1 or 4-1 or whatever. It was zip gone.
I assume when you go to court, you take witnesses with you, and I assume also this is costing you quite a bit amount of money to every time you go to court. So are the witnesses, they're not influencing your case at all?
Well, there's only one witness in the case that I identified through my lawyer, and it was the first court I had a lawyer, and all of a sudden, she's not my witness anymore. She's a witness for the defense.
For the company.
Yeah, for Chrysler and CompuWare. And she says, well, I never called. I never called to ask about Bill Butler. Well, I got her phone records from AT&T out there in Connecticut, and it states that she called Chrysler personnel, which was verified by my lawyer, right after she called my board supervisor. And she never called Detroit for the rest of the 3 months that we got. So I'll let your audience make the decision what happened that way.
Unbelievable. This is completely crazy. Now, with you hiring lawyers and going through court seven times, and it looked like this is not going to end, how is your life now? How are you handling all this?
I'm on the edge of falling off the river. early on, I slept in people's space. Well, I slept in, had a little money, so I slept in a whole, slept in my sister's bowl for a while. But things got tough there, so I went to a hotel, and they were getting $2,000 a month. So, you know, how long are you going to stay there? So then I went to the woods and the camping place in Vermont for 3 weeks. And they don't want you to stay any longer because they don't want you to live there. They just want it to be recreation. So then I went back to Michigan and stayed with some friends and, you know, all right, time to hit the road. Then I started doing, fixing people's houses so I got a place to sleep. And as soon as the house was fixed, time to move on. Which happened to be in the winter all the time. So then I got hit by a car while I was getting some papers notarized, and I got $12,000 for this, so I went back to the hotel. And I don't even want to tell you about that hotel.
Now, here, I cannot believe that the time is just flying here, and I really, really want to get, how can here in Canada and around the world, how can we help you? How can we make a difference? How can we reach out and tell us how we can help you?
You can read my book. You can tell everybody, all your friends about it, and spread the word to Canada.
And we sure will definitely, Bill, do that. I cannot believe time's just flying here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. I feel that this is not complete. I really wanted to invite you back because there's a lot more other questions that I wanted to ask you. And I'm very intrigued. What is the rationale behind that a big corporation like that would have to harm you? I mean, I assume that you haven't done anything wrong. And again, this is just my opinion for the listeners. This show is our the listeners' opinion. It's not my opinion, but I assume that you haven't done anything wrong. So why do you think Chrysler persecutes you in such a meaningful way?
Well, I think what it is now is that I'm a little guy. They don't want a little guy to win. Because there's a whole slew of things that have happened since I wrote my book that I haven't got time to tell you about it because at the end of the show.
And again, I would love to have you back. By the way, listeners, the book is Bill, the Plaintiff. I will put the link on Blog Talk Radio for your leisure to read it and find out more about it. And again, like Bill said, the more people that knows about this and is able to learn and understand and help them that way, please do. We're here to support everybody. The Lizzie T Radio Show is a group of network, not just to help our businesses, not just to network, but also to help clear and justice causes like Bill. Bill, I want to thank you so much for being able to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And any last words?
Yes. I'm close to 36 million people that know this story. With the radio shows, the movies, the videos, and my book, blogs, and forums. And that's making them quite upset.
For sure. Again, I have all the links here on Blog Talk Radio. And please support this cause. If you believe in this cause, please do support. Thank you so much, Bill. And for everyone, make it a fantastic day. Here is our music part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We'll be back. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Can I still talk to you?
And that was Bill. Again, you can read more on his story, on his book that he wrote, and you make your decision if you want to help or if you want to know more about it. Here is Deli's song that he submitted. Thank you so much for submitting your song. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you, and make it a fantastic day, everyone.
Why me? Why me? Lord, why me? Why me? Why not you?
We're gonna get caught. cut off. Hi, Bill.
All the time. Why me? My name has been all over town. That's everyone trying to hold me down.
Hello?
Lord, no, why me? Why me? I tried so hard to do what's right. The more I try to do that, I seem to be
OMG Events, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, ohmygoshevents.com. Whole Fitness Canada. They're a team of professional trainers providing an integrating system for all three aspects of a person's life, body, mind, and soul.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.